Hello there, thanks for listening to Seek the Truth. If you do at all come and listen to this, you're probably quite aware that I am interested in what's going on in the world and what's on the news. And sometimes we find it's very disheartening to see the way the world is and the way things are. We shouldn't really be surprised, because the Bible does teach that we were all born with a sinful nature. Now, you might not agree with that one, but Psalm chapter 51 or Psalm number 51 teaches that very clearly, that human beings were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. And that's a very sad indictment, because, you know, it's really the result of the first man's choice, an act of disobedience, a willful act of disobedience, the Bible teaches. And so sin came into the world. But I'm thinking about things like in the news, like Rupert Murdoch admits News of the World phone hacking cover-up. He admits that there was a cover-up at News International over the phone hacking scandal. And you begin to see different characters who are so successful in life and so powerful, and yet they really consciously and actively do what is wrong, and in one sense have no shame in it. And that is a very, very sad thing. Now, the psalm that I was quoting to you there, it says, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Psalm 51, that's David, a famous king of Israel, and he sinned, and he took another man's wife, and he killed the man, and all the rest of it, and it was a terrible, terrible thing. And God brought him to his senses, and he confessed his sin, and he had to face the consequences of his action. And he says this as he prays, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And you and I would need to know God's forgiveness in our life. We'd need to call upon the name of the Lord. We'd need to confess our sin. And if we do so, he says he's faithful and just to forgive us. A scandal to do something wrong. A bigger scandal to cover it up. You and I have done wrong. Don't cover it up. Allow Christ to cover it by his blood and to cleanse us from every sin. Thank you for listening.